News Radio 700 WLW.
The pot becomes legal in the state of Ohio.
Yes. And, yeah, and as we said before the break there, there's going to be lots of people out there that never did, never really partook in their life, but because it's legal, because they can't get in trouble now.
Curiosity.
They're gonna try it out. And we should mention, though, you should still check with your boss and your occupation whether or not you have to have a drug test or not, because Ohio law does not supersede that.
Well, that was when I worked at EBN, somebody said, aren't you afraid of taking a drug test? I was like, I'll stand in line behind the guys in charge of this radio station. And they were like, good point. Let's talk to a fellow who can guide us through all this. He is a mystic. He is from a land unknown. Well, if you call Texas that. But nonetheless, he is our good friend, Jerry the J-Man Joiner. J-Man, help. You know, come on. Some of us are... I've been away from the cannabis for a long time, but I told my wife, I was like, I might go back to it and just try to, you know, add something to the roster just to, if I'm hanging out at home and just want to chill, what should I do?
Or just hanging out at home and just want to chill. You should use caution if you've never done this before. For you or anybody else, or if you've done it a long time ago.
Man, yeah, it's been a while.
Back in the 70s when J-Man was, you know, coming up, I smoked a joint or two. It's a lot different now than what it was back then. And then these edibles, they take a little while for them to come on. So, you know, the people in Ohio that have been using cannabis, and there's a bunch of them, you know, unfortunately, have been having to do it illegally or go to Michigan or something like that, now are going to have this available at least one dispensary, I think, tomorrow. One of the medical dispensaries is all the way approved. I think it would take a week for the rest of the, I think 93 of them will be available throughout the state. But it's a quagmire for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So, again, as someone who's never gone into a place in Ohio or any other in the United States, when you go in, do they tell you how much THC or what to expect or how much, you know, that kind of thing? Or how does it work?
Well, luckily for you guys, legally, the medical dispensaries are the only ones licensed to sell recreational products right now. So when you're going there in Ohio, you're going to be going to a medical dispensary, which those people should have already been well-trained and versed in asking questions. Hey, you wanting this for pain? You wanting it for sleep, anxiety? You're just wanting it for recreation, and help guide you down that pathway. So what you have to look at, folks, is how fast do you want to feel the effect of it? If you want to feel it immediately, smoke a joint or a vape pen. Those things come on real fast, and you know what it feels like. Next in line would be a drink or something that's nano emulsified. That means that it's water soluble and it's going to come on a little quicker. And then these gummies that everybody are talking about, and talking about how their sleep and their pain and all those things, they can take 30 or 45 minutes before they kick in. So I recommend everybody use caution with these things. And in the drinks, you know, you got these drinks that you can do. So whatever your normal way of ingesting something that you like, you might try it that way, but just be very cautious and use moderation right now.
So we're talking to Jerry, the J-Man Joiner. And Jerry, okay, let's talk about somebody who, like me, hasn't done any of this for a long time, or somebody who's never done it before. Let's talk about something that's kind of the training wheels version of something like this. What would you advise, and what potency?
2.5 milligrams or less. There's dosages that will be like that. So you look at it, it's a 10 milligram gummy. Well, only eat a quarter of that. Okay, 5 milligram gummy, only eat half of that. Start off, and don't get anxious, folks. You know, you're like, well, I didn't feel anything yet. It takes a little while. So then you think, well, let me eat more of it. And that's where people get in trouble when they overindulge before it kicks in.
Right. So other than, you know, the effect on the lungs and whatnot, why would someone choose a gummy over actually smoking? Is there anything other than the fact that you're not inhaling smoke and the smell and all that?
Well, that's a big part of it, and the onset of that, as I mentioned, takes a little bit longer before you start to feel it, but it also lasts a little bit longer. A gummy could last up to 4 hours, and you still feel the psychotropic effects of that. Whereas a joint, you take a few puffs off of that, you feel it right away, but within an hour, most everybody's endocannabinoid system will have metabolized the psychotropic effect, yet the THC is still going to remain in your system for weeks. So be cautious if your employer is a drug testing person. It's legal to do this, but your employer might say, "Hey, you know what? We're still testing for this, so you want to use caution when you're trying this for the first times."
So, Jerry, maybe you can tell us. Speaking of that, in places where weed and cannabis has become, the derivatives become legal, are people more and more people just saying, "Screw the drug testing," or are some people hanging on to that?
Well, you know, employer-wise, there are certainly occupations, and I'm a big believer, if you're in a regulated job, a truck driver, airplane pilot, they will test you for everything. Make sure that you're good to go on those things. But many, many employers, even cities now, have stopped testing for marijuana. 80% of Americans think it should be legal. You Ohioans back in November certainly thought it should be, and then now you're getting to finally get to enjoy what you guys voted for. So there are big companies, Microsoft, Amazon, Kroger, they no longer test for marijuana. They will test if something, if you have an accident on the job, and so they're going to test. And therein lies another problem. I could have in Ohio legally got a joint and smoked that, and in 2 weeks have an incident that they have to take my blood or my urine, and that THC is still going to be in there. And so then they go say, "Well, he's high on THC." He has no effect of that whatsoever. Creates a big problem for law enforcement. How did they determine who's hopped up on weed and not should be out there driving, or who has it in their system but doesn't have any effect of it?
So, Jerry, now that we can legally access cannabis, will that get you to Cincinnati to join Eddie and Rocky in the studio?
You know what? I will do that, guys. I will make that happen, and I'll make it happen before the next Stargazer. How about that? But because, you know, I need to come up there and be on with you guys to help people understand there's some cities that you can go to in Ohio that they'll have this available. And some cities have now said, "Well, we don't want it in our city." And they've been able to vote that. So trying to figure out where you can even go. I'm looking at a map right now. It shows green and yellow. So maybe we can get a good report and I'll come up there and be in the studio with you guys.
Love it.
Jerry, one more question. Just how much do you know for Ohio, how much is one allowed to have on them? I assume you can't walk around with, 20 pounds of the stuff. Like, is there an amount that's kind of, consistent across states?
Yeah, there are in every state, there's going to be some regulations to how much of each type that you can have. For you guys in Ohio, I think that you could have 1 ounce of weed or flower or dried plant material, whatever you want to call it, what we traditionally have always thought as being pot or marijuana, you can have 1 ounce of that. You can have, I think, 10 vape pens as long as they don't have more than 600 milligrams of THC. And then you can have about a dozen edibles as long as they don't have too much THC. But you couldn't get the max on all three of those. In other words, you can't have the maximum amount of flower, the maximum amount of vapes, and the maximum amount of edibles. It's a combined formula that they got a abacus and a slide rule, and they'll tell you there at the counter, because everybody's going to go there and say, "Can I buy the most? What's the most I can buy today?"
Right.
They're going to say, "Come back tomorrow. You got all you can buy today."
All right. With that, Jerry, we'll let you go. People want to find out more about you, buddy. Where can they go?
Go to weedandwhiskey.tv or go to imjman.com. Got a lot of exciting things coming up.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, partner.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.